You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, and coming soon, Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $10 and get $200 in free bets. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by StableJewel. StableJewel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as $15,000 with one entry. Head over to StableJewel.com to get started today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL props for a chance to win awesome cash prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. Hey guys, you are listening to an international bonus show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, looking at the World Cup qualifiers over the next 48 hours. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. It's at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. To get all of my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com, where we are on the verge of guiding our clients to 104 months in a row of transparent track profit. Sign up on February the 1st if you didn't sign up on January the 1st to be a part of the service that hasn't had a losing month in over 8.5 years. If you want to sign up for this weekend's NFL plays or the WWE Royal Rumble, then hit me a DM on my Twitter account at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. And we'll work something out for this weekend and sign up for good on February the 1st. If you want to see a P&L from last month, just look at the pin tweet at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. And you can see the month of December, we delivered just under 42 units. That's just under £4,200, which is just over $5,500 in a single month. You'll also see a summary for what we did in 2021, which was a massive year. And if you go to the lockbetting.com site, you can see spreadsheets from all of the previous months as we have genuinely delivered 103 months in a row of transparent track profit and are just a couple of days away from delivering our 104th. So if you want to be a part of the service, head over to lockbetting.com on February the 1st. The reason I'm saying February the 1st and not the end of the month is because you will get billed for the entire month. I use Patreon because it allows me to be completely transparent, because every single client can comment underneath every single post. The only problem is it bills you as soon as you sign up. So if you sign up on January the 29th, you'll be billed for the month of January and you'll be billed again on February the 1st. So if you want to get plays instantly, if you want to get action down on the NFL or the WWE or this weekend soccer or whatever, shoot me a DM and we'll work something out and then get involved on February the 1st over at lockbetting.com. Moving on with the World Cup qualifiers that I've picked out, what we've done here is we're not going to cover every single World Cup qualifier across the board. I have picked a small selection of games. Therefore, it's kind of like getting a bunch of premium plays. We say this about the European show, and we say this all the time when we do international shows. It's always like getting premium picks when I look through the entire card and narrow it down to just a few selections. We start here with the game between Ecuador and Brazil, where Ecuador are the 9-4 favourites. It's 2-1 here on the draw, and Brazil are the 13-10 favourites. I like Brazil here as a pick. So it's not Brazil here on the money line. It's Brazil as a pick. This is available here at 7-10. This pushes if the game is a draw. Brazil have a really good record against Ecuador. And the only reason I'm worried about it possibly being a draw and why I would want this money back from a push is because Brazil are already through to the World Cup here. They're going to end up winning this qualification group. So I'm not sure if they're going to put out their strongest team. There's strong data to support a low scoring game here, but it's too juiced here with under 2.5 goals available here at 3-5. So I'm going to go for Brazil here as a pick. Brazil have won 3 of the last 4 meetings with Ecuador with 1 draw and unbeaten in 7 games since last year's Copa America final defeat with 5 wins and 2 draws, whereas Ecuador haven't beaten Brazil since 2004, losing 8 of the last 11 meetings between the two sides ever since. So even if Brazil do rotate here, you're looking at strong players playing, you look at the likes of Philip Coutinho getting a game, for example. Therefore, I still like Brazil to get it done, but at least not to lose this. So I don't think you'll be losing any money taking Brazil draw no bet here, or Brazil as a pick at the price of 7-10 here in this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Paraguay and Uruguay, where Uruguay are the 13-10 favourites. It's 2-1 on the draw and it's 9-4 on Paraguay. Identical odds here to the Brazil game, and I'm going to make an identical play. I'm going to take Uruguay here as a pick. There's a real possibility that Uruguay might not make it to the World Cup, so they need to start picking up some wins. And this trip to Paraguay represents a good opportunity. I'm not confident enough to take Uruguay on the money line, but I will take him as a pick here at the same price of 7-10. This Paraguay team have won just 2 of their 14 games in the World Cup qualification campaign. The hosts have scored just 9 goals in this campaign, are yet to find a net in 2 games under the new coach here, who's taken over after this poor start. And Uruguay are unbeaten in their last 9 meetings with Paraguay. So once again, I'm not confident enough here on the money line, but I'm confident enough that you will not lose any money here. So I'm going to take Uruguay to win this game here on the draw no bet market or as a pick. Uruguay's hopes of reaching the World Cup, as I say, hang in the balance after a sequence of 4 consecutive defeats left them in 7th in South American qualifying. So they need a result here against a Paraguay team who held them 0-0 in the reverse fixture. There's also good supporting data here for an under, but once again, you're laying some juice on that. You could possibly parlay all the South American games tonight for under 2.5 goals, and I think you'd have a very good chance of cashing. But my play here, much like the last game, is going to be Uruguay as a pick, and it's available at the same price at 7-10 here in this game. Up next, we look at this contest between Chile and Argentina, where Argentina are the 6-4 favourites. It's 2-1 on the draw and it's 15-8 here on Chile. This is another game where Argentina should win, but you don't really want to take Argentina given that their status in the next World Cup is completely safe. I like the under 2.5 goals here as well, but once again, it's too juiced. So I'm going to go for a selection that hopefully cashes for the same reason why we'd be going for an under, and that's both teams to score no. So often we go for both teams to score yes in the market where we choose both teams to score, but in this instance, we're going to go for no. I think Argentina will nick this game 1-0. I think they're a better team than Chile. Even though Chile need this game more, I still think Argentina have the ability to nick it. But this selection, I think, has great supporting data, given that both teams have scored in just 1 of Chile's last 7 matches. Argentina have kept 6 consecutive clean sheets ahead of the game, and both teams have scored in just 1 of the last 7 head-to-heads on Chilean soil. So this is always a tight game. This is very, very likely to go under, but I'm going to take both teams to score nil. As I said, I highly think Argentina will be the team that nick it, but you can cash this selection on a 0-0, and you can cash this selection on an upset. If Argentina put out a weakened team, or if Argentina don't put out a maximum effort, knowing they're in the World Cup, and Chile put out a maximum effort and win, then you cash anyway. So you don't need to worry about Argentina having to win this game or winning it to nil or getting 7 clean sheets in a row. That is the most likely way I see this cashing, but it's not necessarily to play it, especially when you're getting 5-6 on both teams not to score in this game. So once again, your selection for this game is both teams to score no, and that one is available at 5-6, minus 120. The final game we're going to look at for South American qualifying actually takes place tomorrow. So we're not running completely chronologically here, but we're going to cover the South American region as one. It's Colombia at home to Peru, where Colombia are the 3-5 favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 5-1 on Peru here. This is another game that should definitely go under the total of 2.5s. And this one isn't as juiced as the other games. So I think there's significant value here on this player. Yet the data very, very much supports under 2.5 goals here, which is available at 8-13. Under 2.5 goals has been scored in 7 of Colombia's last 8 games and in 6 of the last 8 featuring Peru. Colombia are both winless and goalless in their last 5 World Cup qualification games. The hosts aren't worth backing here on the money line because of that reason, and especially because they've drawn 8 of their last 14 games in the campaign, but they did beat Peru 3-0 last time out. Now, we've covered 4 games here from South American World Cup qualifying, and what we haven't done is giving you a picture of what the group looks like and who needs what to happen. Brazil and Argentina are clear, and they've played one less game than everybody else because their game against each other got called off a few minutes in. There was that big farce with COVID, etc. last year. So they both played 13. Brazil are top. They've played 13, won 11, drawn 2. They got 35 points. They've only conceded 4 goals in 13 games, scoring 27. And they are clear at the top of the group with 35 points. Argentina are 6 points behind them here. They've played 13, won 8, drawn 5, lost none. They've scored 20 goals and only conceded 6, which is why I'm very, very certain that they are not going to be involved in high-scoring games, because not only are they very tight at the back, but they're not putting out full-strength teams here for these games, given their position being clear as the top 2 in the group. Ecuador are the team lying in 3rd. Now, they look pretty safe as well, because they're 6 points clear in 3rd place. They've played 14, won 7, drawn 2, lost 5, with 23 points, scoring 23 and conceding 13. Now is when it gets very, very tight and interesting, because there are only 2 points separating Colombia in 4th all the way down to Bolivia in 8th place. Let's run through here and have a look. Colombia have played 14. They've only won 3. They've only lost 3. But they've drawn 8 of the 14 games, scoring 16 goals and conceding 17. Peru are in 5th place. They've also got 17 points. They've played 14, won 5, drawn 2 and lost 7. But they have a minus 5 goal differential, scoring 15 and conceding 20. Then you have Chile on just 16 points with 14 played, won 4, drawn 4, lost 6, with 15 goals scored and 16 conceded. Uruguay also on 16 points, exactly the same record as Chile, 1-4, drawn 4, lost 6, but they've only scored 14 goals, conceding 21, giving them a minus 7 goal difference. Bolivia, the team who occupy 8th place, with 14 played, 4 wins, 3 draws, 7 losses, with 15 points, 20 goals scored and 28 conceded. And then you have Paraguay in 9th place. They're not completely out of it. They've got 13 points. They'll need to go on a run, though. They've won 2, drawn 7, lost 5. And Venezuela are bottom. You can cut them adrift now at this point. They've played 14, won 2, drawn 1, and lost 11 of their games. So you can see how tight it is. You can see how a win for Uruguay makes a difference. A win for Chile makes a difference. A win for Colombia makes a difference here in this group, and why Brazil and Argentina are considered to be clear, and why I don't expect a full effort or a full team lineup from those teams. But once again, going back to the game we were looking at, I'm looking at under 2.5 goals here for this game between Colombia and Peru. Two of the sides battling it out for qualification. The two teams actually sitting in 4th or 5th. A win for either one would put them in a strong position to qualify and do significant damage to the other. That's why I'm expecting a tight and cagey game here with under 2.5 goals coming through for you relatively easily. For the last two games, we move out of South America and we move to North America and look at the CONCACAF qualifiers, which actually features USA and Mexico separately trying to qualify, not playing each other this weekend. USA, we'll look at first. They're at home to El Salvador, where they are the 1-6 favourites to win this game. It's 11-2 on the draw and it's 18-1 here on El Salvador. I like USA to win this game to nil. That one is available at 16-25. I don't see a goal for El Salvador in this game. I see a comfortable win for the USA. Once they get the initial breakthrough, I think El Salvador will set themselves up to be difficult to break down, but I think USA are more than good enough to get the job done. USA have won their last three home World Cup qualifiers, whereas El Salvador have lost their last three away World Cup qualifiers. None of El Salvador's eight qualifying matches in this round have featured more than three goals. So I'm not expecting a high-scoring affair here. But as I said, I think USA will break through. Only one of USA's eight qualifying games have featured more than three goals. So I think you could be looking at USA and under 3.5 goals. That gives you a little bit of protection if USA do concede in this game, but they can only win it 2-1. I don't think we need to do that here. I think we can just go for USA to nil. Both players are actually at the same price, and I like both. USA and under 3.5 goals, and USA to nil. USA and under 3.5 goals give you protection if El Salvador score, but doesn't if USA score 3 or 4. And again, if USA keep a clean sheet and win 4-5-0, you do lose that play. And this one obviously goes out the window if El Salvador manage to find the net, but USA can win the bet for you by winning 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, or anything like that. For me personally, I think it's just going to be a 2-0 scoreline. I think it will be a case of El Salvador setting up, making themselves difficult to beat, but USA eventually finding a way to penetrate the defensive block and coming away with the win and a clean sheet here in this one. The final game we're going to look at here is Jamaica versus Mexico, where Jamaica are the 4-1 underdogs. It's 9-4 on the draw, sorry, and Mexico are the 8-11 favourites. There's supporting data for some goals in this game, yet the under 2.5 goals is priced up as -200 here. So the books are not expecting goals in this game. I'm going to go for over 2 goals in this one. If you get 2 goals with this selection, you end up with a push. So you need over 3 goals to win it, but 2 goals will give you a push. This selection is available at 10-11. As I said, there is supporting data here for goals in this game, particularly both teams being able to find a net. Both teams to score separately as a selection is available at 6-4 plus 150. Jamaica have found the net in their last 3 World Cup qualifying games, and they have Mikel Antonio in this team. He has 8 Premier League goals this season, although a lot of them came at the start of the season when he was banging form. He looks a little bit tired as of late. Mexico have conceded twice in 4 straight games. So whereas you're looking at Mexico being the better team here and you're more worried about a Jamaican goal, Mexico have been conceding goals freely as of late, as I said, conceding twice in 4 straight games. So I think there's a lot of value on both teams to score, and there's certainly value on over 2 goals, which pushes if they're just 2 goals, and wins if there are 3, obviously loses if there is 1 or under. And that's my selection here for this game, and that's available at 10-11 here in this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going to go for a double lock here. So much data supporting South American unders. It's just a case of what games you pick. So I'm going to go for Chile versus Argentina, and I'm going to go for Colombia and Peru. I'm going to take under 2.5 goals in both of those games, and they are going to be your international locks here for this show as we look to extend our impressive World Cup qualifying record to 10-2 on the locks. That's it for me and this World Cup qualifying special. Don't forget to check out the fight show this weekend, which will be covering the WWE Royal Rumble. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.